Hello and welcome to Red vs. Blue Rewatch. My name is Dave.
I'm Isaac.
And in this edition of the podcast, we're going to be discussing Season 5 of Red vs. Blue as a whole, along with the alternate endings that were, I guess alternate's the best word for them. Whenever they were released online, I kind of felt like I didn't understand which one was the official ending until I saw it on the DVD. And I really like what they went for in the official ending, but I gotta say, there was some really, really funny stuff in the alternate endings. And I don't think I would ever want any of them to be substituted.
Especially considering they all die in all of them.
They all die in most of them. Is there any of them they didn't die in?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, no, not the last one where they see what they go on to do. But they all died in that one, too.
Yeah, they all died. Alright, so they all died in all of them. Okay, so let's go ahead and, since we're doing a recap, let's talk about all the alternate endings. I've got a few notes on them. So let's go ahead and get into it. Alternate ending, the first one was Fight, 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 or Fight, Fight, something like that.
Yeah.
And as Sarge starts making fun of Church because the ship has just blown up, basically Church starts shooting him. They end up killing each other. And I think
everyone dies.
Yeah, everyone dies. That's about it. And
Bruce was the last man standing. Ghost falls on him.
Yeah, but they all say son of a bitch right before they died. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
I got it. All right.
And Doc revived Sarge.
I liked how whenever Donut hit Sister with the ghost, she's like, "Oh, I can't believe you did it, girl. Whatever, bitch." Meow.
I liked how Doc was dead, or he thought he was dead, and he's like, "Actually, I'm not dead." So he shoots him.
Yeah, Sarge shoots. No. Tucker shoots him in the head.
Yeah.
So they can get down with Sis. Mm-hmm. So, alternate ending number two, I'm going to say right now, this was my favorite alternate ending.
How are we saying what our favorites are?
Yeah. Do you have one?
Yeah, mine was Fight, Fight, Fight. That was a great ending.
That was pretty funny.
That one made me laugh the most.
Insert quarter.
Through the whole thing.
Insert quarter I liked the most, and I don't know why, but the Blues go back to their base, Sarge calls Vic, and he says he's not going to help him at all. Sarge then gets upset, and he goes to, you know, destroy the surveillance system that's underneath Blood Gulch, and he's, like, trying to get a hold of Vic, and Simmons is like, you shouldn't be doing that. You don't know what kind of stuff this is attached to. Like how Sarge is like, yeah, but for a split second, even if it rips apart time itself, it'll destroy half of the gulch, but it'll still destroy the blue side first, which means for a few seconds, Red will still remain the victor. We recently got an email saying that we need to work on our impressions. I don't know what the fuck that guy was talking about.
I don't think we need to work on our impressions as much as we need to work on writing down quotes that we're going to say.
Good point. So anyway, he starts shooting it, and then it says, you've won Red versus Blue. You can play the next game in
04. I do a great impression of David.
Shut up.
You can play the next game of 4.
So then it cuts to the post-game lobby in Halo 2, and I think I'm going to put this picture up. You got to look at it because it shows every character. And for Tex, it shows 99 kills. For Caboose, it shows -1 kills. For Church, it shows 1 death. And for Donut, it shows 1 kill. Meaning, Donut killed Tex once. Tex killed fucking everybody. Although, I don't understand why Sarge and Caboose didn't rack up some points in Beaver Creek. Maybe that resets.
I don't think that was actually a whole thing, because everyone didn't have a death. In fact, almost everyone had no deaths. Church should have had like 10 deaths.
I guess so.
And he had none.
But I like that one. That one was my favorite. And
I think it was just kind of showing off how the team is as far as points.
Yeah, it was just really,
everybody,
I guess, pointing out
nothing except for Tex, and Caboose kills people.
Yeah, I guess it was more or less pointing out the memorable moments. So yeah, Donut killed Tex, so that's why he's got 1 kill. Where did Caboose get -1? Oh, he killed his teammate, right?
Yeah. I didn't think Church had a death, but he must have.
Yeah, he had a death.
Oh, okay.
What the hell?
I don't remember seeing that.
Tex and... Oh, you mean in the picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tex and Church both had 1 death.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Then alternate ending number 3, Invasion, was so short. Basically, Sarge taunts the blue team again, and then he's killed by aliens, and then everybody else is killed by aliens because they come in ships, and then it mimics the first episode using aliens where they're like, blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Honk, the very honk, first blah. Episode, the iconic one. The next episode was even shorter.
Yeah, but I do want to say this for Invasion. We've been going on and on about screenshots of sniper zooms, and eventually it looks like they've just made their own. But in this, they were using, obviously, the Elite Sniper Rifle, but what I found interesting was they used the in-game sniper rifle again.
They so probably if you, just didn't find it worth it to make one.
Probably not. I mean, if you go onto our website, you can find all the links. I don't remember what episode, but we had all six of them right there of the screenshots, and I'll have that one up on this week, the Elite one, on this week's episode. But then, episode, or alternate ending number 4, Ruby Slippers. There's a lot I found interesting in this one. Church watches the ship explode. Again, the water effect happens, like the ripple effect on the screen, and then it crops itself down with the black screens and takes them into the old Halo 1 footage. And what I found interesting about this was it wasn't remastered.
Yeah, I don't know why they did it.
Yeah, I can't quite understand. And it's not like they cropped it down. They used the original Xbox because the same... Crosshair was on there and everything. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Because it's not on there on the 360.
Fuck off. What I'm trying to say is this DVD was literally just ripped from the old one. They didn't remaster it. They remastered the previously on Red vs. Blue, which I found interesting, but they didn't remaster the actual series.
Maybe they just did that part on purpose.
Maybe. That might make sense. I liked seeing the cropped footage again.
Something I started noticing at about this time, as we were going down the list, the beginning to every ending gets longer. Like, it starts off, and the first one is just like a picture of the ship exploding. And then the next one, it goes back in the footage to where, like, Church yells. And it just keeps on going back and back and back. It gets, like, the beginning gets longer.
Basically, Church wakes up in a dream in Halo 1. And they're like, he's like, and you were there, and you were there, and you were there. And this green soldier named Jenkins goes, was I there, Church? No, you weren't there, Jenkins. I don't know why I didn't think of you. And then Simmons and Griff run around with their guns, and Church is like, no, it's all right. Even though we had our differences, we worked it out and became friends in order to fight a common enemy. And then they kill them all. And then they call Sarge and tell him that the sector is clear. And then alternate ending number 5, Tex wins. Do you want to explain this one in a sentence?
Yeah. Ship flies up. This is actually several sentences. Ship flies up. Ship doesn't explode. Ship turns around. Ship shoots rocket. Everyone dies.
Alternate ending number 6. Where are they now? Now, this one I find, for some reason, is the favorite alternate ending of most people. I liked it. Basically, they just used the footage from Fight, 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 or Fight, Fight, whatever. I don't know how many fights were in it.
I think it was 3.
I think so, too. Maybe it was 2. I don't know. They just used that footage, and then they show what happened to all these characters. Sarge, after his tour in Blood Gulch, Sarge was awarded the Medal of Redness, but had it revoked when he would not reveal his real name for the certificate. He commanded various Red forces over the following years and was eventually killed on the battlefield at Gemini 8. He died exactly the way he wanted to, after Griff.
After Griff.
I want to go back a little bit and talk about the second one. I really liked this line by Vic, and he's like, hey, dude,
wow, dude. That was my heat sink. Now, where the fuck am I going to sink my heat?
Okay, you wrote it down. Good. I thought that line was so funny.
That cracked me up so much. Because Sarge was shooting the computers.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was funny.
Now, where am I
going to
heat my sink? Sink my heat?
The thing I found funny was he just went, now, where the fuck am I going to sink my heat? Did he ever cuss before?
Yeah, he's cussed.
Oh. Okay. Well, he doesn't usually do it with such anger. It was so
bad. Simmons stole Sarge's identity after his death and attempted to assume his life. He was discovered and court-martialed by the Red Army. He's currently awaiting execution in a military prison. Griff was killed by Sarge shortly before his death. He gets one sentence. Church is an anger management social worker in Quincy, Illinois.
Which means he's the worker. He's not the patient.
Yeah. Tucker went AWOL from Blue Army slightly after the events of the Blood Gulch Chronicles. He was last spotted on a stolen ship headed towards the alien homeworld. His current whereabouts are unknown. So what, he's going to see Junior? He's going to rule the world?
I don't know.
Sister works as an... What?
He just went insane. He went AWOL.
I guess, and he just went to... I'm just guessing he went to go see Junior.
Probably.
Sister works as an etiquette coach at the prestigious Paris Hilton School for Girls.
Prestigious.
Donut married an exotic dancer named Tiffany. They have 12 children.
Who would have guessed?
Who knew? Caboose sold his life story to a computer software. All right. Let me redo that one. Caboose sold his life.
No. I don't feel any different. I really thought this would be.
Caboose sold his life story to a software company based in Redmond, Washington. They based a popular video game on it. So that's all of the alternate endings. Like I said, my favorite was the second one, Insert Quarter. And you liked Where Are They Now?
Fight.
See, I guess Fight was a little better than Where Are They Now, because Where Are They Now was funny, but Fight just death after death was really funny to see.
Yeah, and the Doc part was
hilarious.
Because
you see so little fighting in Red versus Blue.
You know what? They didn't say what happened to Doc.
Nobody cares. Okay, so now let's actually get into Season 5. Season 5 is the end of the Blood Gulch Chronicles. It's somewhat the beginning of Recovery 1, then Reconstruction, and the Recollections.
Really, it's more the end of the series.
But it's the end. It's the wrapping up of a legacy that kind of started a career, I think. And it was really good. I mean, they obviously, audio-wise, visual-wise... just writing-wise, all of it in general picked up really strong by the end of Season 5. Season 5 had the most episodes of any set, I think, so far. I think Reconstruction, Revelation, and Recreation, even though those were out of order, all had less than 23 episodes. I think Season 5 is the most episodes for a season.
Yeah.
Random fact. Anyway, I really like Season 5 a lot, and I don't know if I have a favorite quote from this season. Do you?
Well, I had a hard time picking one. In fact, my sheet here has two quotes on it, and I'm still not sure that they're my favorite. So I'm just going to read them both. Well, this is on this paper, too, so I'm going to read this. I really like the penis-ular.
Penis-ular. Oh, I know where that is.
You know where it is?
No,
oh, yeah, down it. They're both pretty short. I like it when Sarge said, "Who would take Griff? Garbage collectors?" And then Tucker, when he comes running out after Tech says that she needs a hard wire to use, and he goes, "I just wanted to say, I've got a hard line Tech can use. Batsy bow wow."
Oh, man.
I'm like Superman. I know when I'm needed.
I couldn't pick a favorite quote. I really can't. I know it would be a Vic line. I just don't know which one. I
really liked, wow, dude, that was my heat sink. Now where the fuck am I going to sink my heat?
I got to say, for the constant laughter, the thing that probably made me laugh the most was it from last week whenever it was Church telling Sister all about the base. And there's some blue flags.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious.
Some blue flags. Let you know what base it is. There's a downstairs and inside, which is... inside from the outside, and and there's only one rule:
don't kill the leader.
Don't kill.
I hate that rule.
Don't kill the leader. And then what does Tucker say? He's like, "Don't worry, we break that rule all the time."
Yeah.
I think that has got to be my favorite quote from this season because it made me laugh so fucking much. I love the way he says that. I guess for Season 5. I don't know. There's not a lot to talk about, really. It was really good. It's set up. So Tex is gone. The ship's been blown up.
Assuming Andy's, the actual ending.
Yes. The official ending, Alarm. That's what it's called, Alarm. So what happened in it, Tex is gone. Andy's gone. Junior's gone. Well, they've all blown up.
As
far as we know, they're all dead. The Reds are still hanging out on their side of the base, and the Blues are still hanging out on their side of the base. That's about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Freelancers are kind of done for. Omega's dead, right?
Oh, is he?
He was in Tex, right?
Oh, that's right.
So Omega's dead.
As far as we know.
No,
that was O'Malley.
O'Malley?
Yeah.
I thought O'Malley was Omega.
Is he? Then who's the guy who was in Wyoming?
Gary?
Yeah, but what was his AI name?
I don't know.
He's still alive, but he's trapped by Sheila.
That's true. So Gary's in Sheila's tank body. O'Malley's dead, because O'Malley was in... Wyoming's dead, though, right? They got rid of Wyoming.
As far as we know.
And, God damn it!
And,
fucking bitches.
Gary is trapped in the ship by Sheila.
No, so in the tank.
No. Did Sheila get transferred back to the tank?
No. Sheila's not trapping Gary. Sheila's done for.
Yeah, because she blew up. And yeah. Gary was also on the ship with Sheila. So they both blew up.
Gary wasn't on the ship.
Yes, they did. Yes, she was. Remember whenever Tucker pulled the hard line up to the tank when... Wyoming kept making copies of himself.
Oh, and then he was in the firewall.
Yeah.
Damn.
Idiot.
It's a good thing I got a co-host. All right, so let's get this straight. As of now, Tex, Andy, Gary, Jr., Sheila are all dead.
And someone else.
I don't think so.
I don't remember who it was.
No, I think we got it.
Wyoming.
Wyoming was on the ship?
No. But he's dead as far as we know.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, he was killed. All right. So that's kind of where we're left off on season 5. Fucking confused as shit. But it was a great ending, and I love that season so much. So I guess since we got all of that out of the way, let's kind of get into our catching up on everything this week in the podcast. Number one, we have an official podcasting laptop now. Official. It's got a sticker on it. Its wallpaper is RVB Rewatch. We just use it for recording the shows. Isaac sold it to me for a copy of Windows 7 and $100.
Yeah, I got ripped, but it was my idea.
Yeah, it was his idea. But now we officially have a podcasting computer. Number two, fuck DJDeals.com.
That's not what it's called. Don't go there. I have no idea what is at that website.
Fuck DJDeals.com. I bought my mics from there. I went and read the reviews, 4.5 stars on average. They do not have a phone number. They're open Monday to Friday. They only take email. I've sent them an email. Still got nothing back. It's been over 2 weeks, and I have no information. My tracking number doesn't work because it hasn't been sent out. We're still using our old microphones. Fuck DJDeals.com. There is an email that I would like to read. Okay?
From DJDeals.com?
No.
That wasn't a very good segue.
No. A couple of weeks ago...
I like ice cream. Lions!
A couple of weeks ago, we got an email from Ryan. And he had some really bad grammar, right? So we were going on about how Isaac's a stickler for grammar. Somebody sent an email to us. And let me see if I can find it right here. Boom, boom, boom. No, I don't think that was it. There it is. Okay. Isaac sent this back to her. Mr. Stickler for Grammar over here. Hey, thanks for your email. I, Isaac, haven't played WoW in a long time, but I have an 80 Rogue, 80 Druid, and 80 Warrior.
Did I misspell Rogue?
You misspelled haven't.
Oh, hey.
You misspelled haven't.
I'm not the one
haven't.
Who said that was a stickler. You're the one who said that was a stickler.
Misspelled haven't.
Besides, it's spelling, not grammar. Totally different.
Sure. If we're going to make fun of people in their emails, you better make it right. I wanted to call you out on that. All right, so...
It's spelling, not grammar. I suck at spelling.
On a computer? That's that. All right, anyway.
I did it on my iPod.
Okay.
Wait, probably.
Another thing I want to...
Another thing. I have that off.
Fuck you. I'm trying to talk.
No, wait. No, I don't. It's not off. No, I'm serious. I thought I had it off. It's not off.
That little rat under the words? Never good. Okay. I don't know if this matters. We have a Skype, Red versus Blue, a Rewatch account now. I'll probably be on the computer. if you try to contact us, I might pick up. We'll see. Just maybe you'll get lucky. There's a link for it on the website. It's up there with the Twitter account, the RSS, the iTunes account, all that. It's just a little Skype symbol. Just click on that, and that'll link you straight to our new Skype account. All right. Last week's episode, episode number 26.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you mean 100. Oh, wait, never mind.
Son of a bitch. Episode number 26, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We had some tech issues that I fixed that night. Saturday night, they were fixed. But 25 and 26 were the same episode. So if you downloaded 26, you were listening to 25. We got this review on iTunes. What? By Brad Pearson. Why are episodes 25 and 26 the same? We have a Twitter account. We have an email account. We have a freaking Skype account now. We have our Rooster Teeth profiles up on the website. You can contact us in any way possible.
Would you have gotten it nearly as fast
and you make
if
an
he hadn't done it that way?
If he sent me an email, I probably would have gotten it quicker. But an iTunes review, but the dude gave us 5 stars. So
it's all good.
So fuck Brad, but still we don't mind. Another thing, got an email from a Canadian listener. He said, I gave you an iTunes review about a week ago, but you never read it. Do you not see Canadian email or iTunes reviews? Turns out we don't. I went to the Canadian version, and I will have this picture up on the website, but we have 4 reviews from Canadian listeners. Perfect timing by Noogster. I've been following you guys since episode 1. I finished Revelation and was like,
life sucks for him.
I guess I'll look for a podcast to satisfy my RVB hunger, and you guys were the only podcast involving the words red versus and blue.
But we didn't satisfy his RVB hunger.
That didn't involve pills and some guy named Scott. You know, most RVB or red versus blue podcasts, you know. Scott's a real common name. Pills are taken like nuts. I downloaded the first episode and stuck with you ever since, you guys. Ever since. If you guys don't fail like photoshopping something, just let me know. I'd be glad to. Roosterith.com account, Noogster, sent telepathically. David fucking rocks. WTF by Alterman21.
That's what I say to that last review. WTF.
Why is episode 26 the same as 25? Fuck you, Alterman21. I have an email account. I have an email account. I have a Twitter. There's 2 Twitter accounts. My own and the RVB Rewatch. You guys can just contact me. That's all you have to do. One of my favorite listeners, Ralph, twittered me. Got it immediately. That son of a bitch. But he gave us 5 stars, so Albertaman21 fucking rocks. He also says David's the best. Good by Carol Bellanger. Very, 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 very good. David's voice rocks from the Merc 123 Xbox Live.
Why are Canadians all gay?
I don't know, but whoever Carol Belliger is, she spelled every very with an A instead of an E. Response to podcast 21, 17 minutes, 24 seconds, 5 stars by GW dash whatever the hell you want. David, you're a gorgeous man. All right. So
seriously,
those are,
Canadians, what is up?
So these are the 4 reviews from
the cold
Canadian
that
listeners.
It affects them.
Another very, very cool thing. Brent sent us the total amount or the total favorite quotes chart after Out of Mind. So he's caught up to Out of Mind podcast as of now.
Fucking Brent, hurry up.
Sarge is still at 25%. The only person right behind Sarge is 15% Caboose, and then Donut with 15% as well. Church, Tucker, and Griff all have 10%, and then after that, it's 5 and then 2.5. Very rare.
Wait, there's 1.5 in there?
No, 2.5.
Yeah, is it the only 0.5?
No, there's 4 of them.
Oh, okay.
The chart will be up on the website. You can check that out at rvbrewatch.blogspot.com. All
right. I want to point something out right here because it's bothering me. There's a Red versus Blue Rewatch sticker on the Red versus Blue
which
Rewatch.
Which they will see. I took a picture of it.
It's not even.
Yes, it is.
It's on there kind of crooked.
Fuck you. Okay. So go ahead and get into our email this week. I want you to read that first one.
Well, I've got two here.
Yeah, we've got a couple of emails to read. This isn't our official email for the week, but I wanted you to read part of this because I thought it was cool.
This one's in reference to the to Ryan when we made fun of his grammar. It's from Shelby. He or she, I'm not sure which.
Shelby. Shelly. I don't know why I'm thinking of Shelly from South Park. Keep going.
They say, see how I avoided that? They say, it was funny smooth. Because Ryan needed to be told he was wrong in his grammar.
Yeah.
I am a stickler as well. Although I'm not always right, I at least try. Me too, Shelby. People do
need... I hope
need,
you're a girl, because I'm in love.
People do need to learn how to type and spell.
You just made your voice deeper a little bit, didn't you, to impress her, didn't you?
No, I certainly didn't do that.
Usually the argument...
Ha ha ha, I'm David. This is my deep voice.
Usually the argument is that it's the internet, but that's a bullshit excuse.
Yeah,
for
Isaac, bullshit excuse.
Hey, I didn't say the internet, I said my iPod. Anyway, sincerely, Shelby, your Texan fan, and I want to go ahead and give a shout out to her Facebook page, fan page, facebook.com/getsarged, so you can like getting sarged.
We'll have a link to that as well.
Capital D. Thanks, guys. Well, you're welcome, Shelby.
All right, so I've got a quick email I want to read from one of my favorite fans who Twittered me about the 25-26 episode issue, Ralph, Silencer420, who has been a fan since day one, it seems. This guy is awesome. He said, I made an RVB, a rewatch group on Rooster Teeth. Here's the link, and we'll have that up on the website. Join so I can make you two admins. Isaac will not be on RoosterTeeth.com for, who knows, like another 6 years. He won't be on.
Admin, that sounds great.
I get power. Or if you would rather, let me know and I'll take it down. And then in parentheses he put, only after I made it did I think maybe I should ask first. Let me point this out. When Isaac and I started the podcast, I said we're not making a group. We're not really going to get that involved with the forums. We have time to do the podcast,
actually,
but not time to mess around.
We were going to get involved with the forums.
Well,
we did it.
Whatever. But I said we're not going to make a group because it seems pretentious. We'll see if anybody makes one for us. Ralph,
so
thank
then
you.
We put out the call for someone to make one
yeah,
for
and
us.
Then we're like, anybody wants to make a group, you know?
No, that's cool.
We'd be
that's
cool. And then they make it for us. Oh, my God.
Why would someone do that? That's all, we must be famous.
You guys are amazing. I'm so surprised. I'm shocked.
That didn't actually happen.
No, it didn't. Ralph, that is awesome. We will be joining. Isaac will get on in a couple of years, and he'll join too. You can make us admins. Thank you for making that page. All right, Isaac, go ahead and get to that email this week because
this
we have one more thing to talk about
long
after this.
Email.
I hate Peyton, just to preface this email.
Peyton is, no offense, Ralph and Brent, you guys are awesome, but Peyton is my favorite listener.
Peyton is a little dickhole.
Let me explain why.
You know what?
Peyton says, I'm glad that you guys recognize me in these emails.
You know what Peyton's going to do? First time he hears this podcast. David got a new computer. I hope he's under control with his anger because he's going to break the hard drive.
If you break the hard drive, man, that's your
Peyton
fault.
Peyton can suck it.
He goes,
seriously, Peyton, do you want
to? I'm glad. No, but you want to.
No, Peyton, me. I'm the celebrity. I got a fan page.
Shut up.
I got a group on roosterteeth.com. Do you know what kind of hoops you have to jump through to make a page on roosterteeth.com? Like one. You have to type it in. And it
I'm glad
creates.
That you guys recognize me on these emails. There is almost nothing to cover on this email. Yeah, it's like three
paragraphs
long. Because the main stuff is just out of the way. I have been, well, make another paragraph then. It won't be out of the way anymore. It's just out of the way. I have been looking for a good mic because I have had the week of school. And
well,
found
don't
nothing.
Order from DJDeals.com, but
it's
I suggest the Alesis.
Don't suggest shit. Whenever we get ours, we'll set it up, see how it is.
I really like the brand Alesis.
And let you know how that goes, if we remember.
Fuck DJDeals.com if we ever get those goddamn things.
It is all headsets.
Wow, Peyton's going to totally believe I have an anger management problem.
You do! How many hard drives have you broken? 10? 15?
What was Peyton saying?
20. Yeah, that's what I thought. What has this world come to? It's all headsets and no microphones. No good microphones. I agree, man. I bought a $20 Logitech microphone at GameStop. Worst $20 ever spent.
I do like Logitech, though. Yeah, I do like the brand.
Anyway, I haven't seen all the endings for the 100th episode, so I can't really say. I like the one where they all go free for all, and below them are the stories of what happens after the series.
Where are they now? So his favorite was the final one.
I don't think that they were planning on making a new series. They weren't, were they?
I don't know. From the alternate ending, insert quarter, they might have been. And I feel like they've always said they'll run this train into the ground as long as people watch.
I'm really bored because I'm poorish, middle class, I guess Isaac would say. Why would I say that?
Because you spell, I don't know. Because
I'm classy.
Middle classy. I wear half a tie.
So I spent most of my time this week looking for a mic, playing basketball, running a dog on a scooter. That sounds pretty cool. Was the dog running you?
I would have been making the dog ride the scooter. How much cooler would that be?
And trying to play... And trying to play Wish You Were Here. Yeah, dude, don't try to do a high-pitched voice. People can't hear you.
Dogs are barking in our neighborhood.
Trying to play Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd on my guitar. I am so bored. I think I will tell the truth about David. Actually, it says make fun of. Same thing. You know, David, your voice is so high and girly that I think you must be a wimp, too. I bet you couldn't even play Dead Space. There's a video put there of a kid playing Amnesia. He has your voice, and he screams the whole time.
You know what? I like our Canadian listeners a lot more.
Canadians drive cars with square wheels. I'm one.
That's a great defense. Canadians are great. Yeah, but they drive cars with square wheels.
On one of the earlier episodes, you call me a son of a bitch. Except for it's actually son of an asterisk, 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 asterisk.
Now I'm calling you a fucktard and a dickhole.
How many asterisks is that going to be?
I wonder if he's going to...
Do you asterisk hole?
We're not going to lose him as a fan, are we?
And do you asterisk tard? Or only the... I don't
know.
Did
he asterisk the whole word? Did he count out the asterisks correct?
Uh-huh.
Astri?
Notice how the mic barely picks up your voice. Yeah, he has to turn his all the way up. And then mine all the way up because it can't pick up my super low voice. But
yeah, that joke fell flat, didn't it?
Yeah,
you weren't expecting that, were you?
But when we get the new mics, you guys might actually be able to hear what David sounds like.
That's true. If we get them.
Also, when you try to yell with Texas voice, I can't understand what you're saying. You high-pitched, dirty, girlfriendless, gay guy you are. Did you guys make a Halo playthrough? I swear that by memory, I recognize Isaac's voice. Please answer that question. It's driving me crazy. Well, Peyton, you've asked twice. I'm not going to answer. Just to make you a little bit more crazy.
Just wonder. Yo, and do you think I'm going to fucking answer now?
He says the email was sent at 1:34 a.m. Imagine how crazy he's going to go if he listens to this one at 1:34 a.m. The Sunday after the podcast was released. Important. Dave, I hope you know that I am really bored and taking it out on you. So don't take it personally. Prove me that you aren't a girl in disguise. Go out and play Amnesia, The Dark Descent, or Dead Space. Then send me a video or audio recording of it so you can prove to me that you are a man or a boy. Peyton.
I'm going to lip sync all kinds of James Earl Jones stuff that doesn't even match the guy who played Darth Vader's voice. And then I'm just going to be like...
This is me playing Dead Space.
And on the video, I'm going to be like screaming and jumping around, but it's just that voice. All right, that joke wasn't funny.
No, it wasn't.
All right. Remember a couple of weeks ago when we mentioned we had bandwidth issues?
Yeah.
Did we have bandwidth issues?
Yeah.
What did we have bandwidth issues with?
The internet.
No, we didn't. We had zero bandwidth issues in our whole podcasting career.
What issues did we have?
We had issues with the episode's links.
On Ustream?
No.
That's what I was talking about.
We never did an episode on Ustream, technically.
That's what I was talking about.
Our only issues Oh, that's not even controllable.
Oh,
Ustream.
No, we don't have issues with bandwidth.
No, see?
We have issues with...
You sound dumb because of what I'm about to say.
You
we
know
have
what?
Never had bandwidth issues, have we? We've had
it
enclosure...
depends on your definition of bandwidth.
We've had enclosure... Our site has never crashed due to viewers. It never will crash.
Because we have two.
Yes, we have a separate feed. And
no,
the
two
only...
listeners.
The only reason we have a separate feed is because the enclosure links were screwed up. Now, have you ever heard of TalkShoe?
No.
You never. Okay. TalkShoe is an audio... It's basically an online Skype conference call that allows you to record it and use it for your RSS for a podcast. I've never heard a good TalkShoe podcast. Okay? That's one. Two, Podomatic. I used to use this site. It doesn't work. It's slow. It gives you very little control over your website. What?
Podomatic. It's slow and it gives you very little control.
That's their slogan. Point is, Podomatic sucks, okay? Now, I'm going to read this email, and it may just fuck us in the ass in the end, but listen. Hey, this is by Myra, and subject is, you missed it. This is the most condescending email, all right? Listen. Hey, I was thinking to myself how you missed out. How you missed that in Out of Mind, Delta says to Tex, that's part of what makes us human. After he tells her that he's staying with York, this is foreshadowing the big reveal in Season 6, which I think you've mentioned that you watched. Okay. I'm also good.
We already
so
read this.
No, we did not read this. Okay?
Okay.
Listen, do you remember this? As someone who recently joined the RTLFTO Shizno podcast, I can tell you that while you are allowed to surpass Jenga Jam, fuck you, we're allowed. You have the permission to surpass our podcast. I doubt you will ever surpass us because of the fact that Bernie is known to hang out around our forum sometimes and has been interviewed by the Shizno last season.
You know what? Bernie's been known to hang around our forums too.
Yeah.
RedVersusBlue.com forums.
All right, but listen to this. Shizno. Remember the description of Shizno by Gary?
Uh-huh.
This is the perfect name for their podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard about your bandwidth issue, and we have had the same. There are sites out there that have unlimited, and we are picking one. I suggest you do your research on that.
Dude, we fucking read this podcast, this email.
No, we didn't.
Brent, if you're out there, tell us if we read this email.
Yeah, Brent, tell us if we read this email. If I was so pissed off last time, I swear I haven't read this. And if we did, I didn't pay attention at all. Because Myra, fuck you. Okay? This is so condescending. And I have a feeling we're breaking off ties because this podcast is very, very popular in this Red versus Blue community. So we probably shouldn't be putting it down in a Red versus Blue podcast. But let me read this last paragraph.
I'm not putting
it down. Fuck you. I happened to have started watching at season 6, went back and watched the whole thing, and then forgot about Red versus Blue at the end of that season. At the beginning of season 8, Monty posted, let me circle that and arrow it because it's spelled wrong. Posted on his DeviantArt about episode 3, and I remembered all the good times I'd had and started watching again. I'm watching along with you guys and got at least 3 other people to watch. So I would say I'm your biggest female douchebag despite being from an opposite podcast. Ha. Myra, how do you expect to make friends with lines like, I can tell you while you're allowed to pass Jenga Jam?
I don't know, man. I think their podcast is a lot better than ours.
Have you listened to it?
Nope.
I listened to it today. I got 3 episodes deep into 3 15-minute episodes or 17-minute or whatever the fucks. And I was so bored. Whoever edits it, I'm going to give them this, puts a lot of work into it. But the music behind it the whole time, boring. It's really hard to follow. There's too many people talking. It's on a shitty system, TalkShoe. I understand that our sound is not good. But we put a lot of work in. Point is, fuck you, LFTO Shizno Podcast.
I just want to apologize on behalf of
the Are you
podcast
not going to go with
general.
This?
That we want those 3 listeners. We don't care about you.
So let's see if we lose any more fans like Ryan.
Dude, right, that was a tremendous
I think we
loss.
Might have lost Myra. But
no, don't go. You're our second
biggest
or third female friend. We need female listeners. Or just females.
Speaking
they
of
don't have to listen. Just send pictures of yourself in the mirror. Without clothes.
Yeah,
Myra. Or with clothes, that's fine too.
If you want a very, very strong apology, Myra, I can tell you how to get one. Anyway, I have a quick Twitter I want to read from an actual, I hope this isn't the same chick, but an actual fan. Nope, this is the same chick. Maria. No, not at all.
No, read it. No.
Check this out.
No, you have to read it.
Check this out. I'm going to read it. Nira, or whatever. You guys realize I'm female, right? And yes, I said Isaac on purpose, and also it's pronounced Neary All. I'm not mad, just saying. Do you have any, like...
You know what? You are a douchebag, aren't you?
Me?
No, her.
Yeah! Okay, listen to this, okay? Let me read this review. I just need you on my side right now. Let me find the review. No, are you going to... Hold on. Are you going to help me out here? All right. Name Kazizki. I love your show, guys. I'm always close. Nope, that's not it.
Okay. Yeah.
That was the guy who's close to shitting himself every email. Poor dude. I mean, seriously.
I want that guy to write in and say, I shit myself this evening. Listen,
I was in the middle of school. I was on a bus. All right. Damn.
Shout out for shitting in your pants while listening to our podcast stories.
Yeah, we want to get a few shitting while you're listening stories right now. You know, that'd be great. Whatever. All right. You know what? Fuck it. I'm not seeing this review. Was it just an email?
I don't know what you're even talking about.
All right. Point is, Myra said that you have a high-pitched voice, and I am awesome. So, you know... What do you think?
My name is Isaac. My name is not David. It is Isaac. Just to clear things up.
You dudes realize I'm a female, right? And yes, I said Isaac on purpose.
Because I know you thought I was David.
I couldn't find the review. Point is, not a fan of the LFTO Shizno podcast.
Me either.
I'm declaring war on the podcast.
Another friendly war, an all-out cannon war.
Not blue and red war. This isn't silly.
This is a war like in the Middle Ages.
Bernie shuts us down. Because he's like, seriously? This is going on. But I wonder if he can shut us down on Blogspot. No. Check us out at rvbrewatch.blogspot.com. You can send us an email at rvbrewatch@gmail.com. All of our links are on the website. Our Skype, our Twitter, our RSS, our iTunes, our commercial, our roosterteeth.com profiles, our gamer tags. Every episode is released on Saturday on the website. You can check out all of the episode show notes, pictures, links on the website as well. And I think that's about everything. You got anything else for this week?
Yeah.
What?
We never made a Halo walkthrough. That wasn't us. I hope you listened to the end.
I hope he didn't turn it off and he's like, they lost a fan.
There's a motherfucking son of a piece of shit ass.
Munyon's running. Oh, God. Oh, we'll talk to you next week.
Actually, I was just kidding.
We did it.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
We didn't pay. We didn't make one. Wink.
Wink.
No, but really, we didn't make one.
No, we didn't. We'll talk to you next
Unless
week.
Unless it was awesome.
Saya fucking Nara.